What's going on, everyone? Andrew from EMT Life Podcast. Welcome back. Hope everyone is doing great. We're trying something a little different. And I am currently on my way home from work. I'm recording this while driving. We're going to see how this turns out. If it turns out fine, I'm going to do what I need to do to get a podcast out to you guys. It's been a very long time since I've uploaded a podcast. You guys definitely deserve one, and I definitely owe a lot of episodes to you guys. So I do apologize for that again. You know, I have no excuses. Ultimately, it's me. I need to create time for it. That's really what it comes down to, is I just need to create time to record a podcast. Yeah, I know I'm doing a lot right now. I'm still working, going to school, but in the end, you guys matter to me. You matter to me a lot, and I need to make time for it. I want to thank each and every one of you, though. I've been getting a lot of great questions and having a lot of great conversations with you guys on Instagram. It makes me feel really happy and really excited to hear that you guys are either starting EMT school, fire school, medic school, or that you've completed one of your programs and you're working on getting a job. You know, I can't be more happy for each and every one of you. And you know, I want to wish you guys the best in your careers, and I'm always there for you to talk to. I love talking to you guys. Like I said, it just makes me feel really happy, and I appreciate each and every one of you. With that being said, I've had a lot of questions about what we could do for animals while working in EMS, and so we'll kind of talk a little bit about that today. We'll start off with really when an animal is involved, 90% of the time, the animal is going to have bitten a human. So really, you'll still be taking care of the human rather than the animal. But that other 10%, you'll actually be in direct care with the animal itself. And most of that's going to come after a fire. So in EMS, whether that be private or fire-based, an ambulance will always get dispatched out to the fire ground, whether that be for firefighter rehab, injuries to a firefighter, or potential injuries to a firefighter, or injuries to the homeowner. An ambulance is going to go onto a fire ground no matter what. So you got to be prepared for that. Know the hazards of working with a fire department if you're in private EMS. If you work for a fire-based EMS, all your training is kind of integrated into that. But if you work for a private EMS service, get to know your local fire department. Get to know those guys very well, because they're going to be your backup on a lot of calls. So just know what they expect of you when a structure fire comes out. Now, that being said, you're not allowed to go inside the structure, obviously. You're not equipped for it. That's not your job. Your job's to stay outside, assess the firefighters when they come out, and do what needs to be done if there's injuries. But a lot of the times, animals can't get out themselves. They are very smart. Don't get me wrong, animals, dogs, cats, even birds, they're smart. They know to get away from something that's hot, obviously, and they self-rescue most of the time. But sometimes they can't. Sometimes they get trapped in a room, you know, something falls on them, et cetera, et cetera. The fire department goes in and rescues them. And I don't know about you guys, but I've got two dogs at home, and they're like family to me. You know, they're your pets, you care about them, and they're with you a big, significant part of your life. So you're going to want somebody to do the best that they can for that animal. So the fire department will bring out dog, cat, whatever it is, to you, and you're going to do the best you can to care for that animal. So the service I work at, we carry these specifically made oxygen masks that fit directly over a dog or cat's snout, and they come in like three different sizes, and we hook up the line to the O2 bottle and it fits right over their snout. And really, that's going to be the treatment for them. It's going to be the same treatment you would do for a human. Human smoke inhalation. The biggest thing is obviously make sure the airway is not compromised, make sure the airway is not burned. And if it's not, you just give high flow oxygen, and try and push all that smoke out of your lungs. But for dogs and cats, like I said, it's basically the same thing. You want to give them high flow oxygen, and you know, a lot of the fire engines will have a bottle of water, they'll have a cooler or something like that. You can go grab one of those, and if the animal is awake and alert, you can kind of like cup your hand and pour some water into it and try and get the animal to drink out of your hand. A lot of these times, these animals are going to be scared. You know, obviously they didn't know what just happened. It's out of the normal for them. So just be aware, they're going to be a little bit more skittish. But most of the time, they're going to realize that you're there to help them, and they're going to allow you to do what you want to them. But your biggest thing is going to be oxygen. Like that, really, that's all there is to it. Now, if you don't have those specific masks, you can just use a regular non-rebreather mask or even a nasal cannula and do the blow-by technique. It's the same technique you would use on a pediatric patient who's not going to, you know, tolerate a mask around their face. You're going to just hold the mask or nasal cannula up to the dog or cat's snout, and it's just high flow oxygen. Just try and get it as close as you can, and try and get them to breathe it. Really, that's it. That's all we can do for animals. It's minimal. It's very minimal. But any little thing helps, you know. I have friends who are veterinarians and vet techs, and it's crazy that they use a lot of the same drugs in animal arrests that we would use in a human arrest. And the algorithm is basically the same. It's ridiculous. I was just like, whoa, this is pretty mind-blowing. I'm really amazed by that. I just think it's fascinating that we use the same drugs for us. It's pretty amazing. But like I said, we're minimized in what we can do because obviously we have a doctor, a medical doctor, as our medical director who knows nothing about animal treatments. So we can't just start playing vet on an animal. So it kind of vice versa. But like I said, high flow oxygen is your best bet. And try and keep that animal comfortable. You're obviously going to make the homeowners kind of put them at ease, know that their dog is safe and that you're helping them out. So just do the best you can 100% of the time. That's all I can say. So guys, like I said, I apologize. This has been a very long, I'll call it a break. And I didn't mean for it to be a break in episodes. So again, I do apologize. Keep your comments, keep your conversations, keep them coming, man. I really enjoy it. It, like I said, it just makes me happy for you guys that you're learning from this, you're having fun with this just like I am, and you're starting your careers. It's a very great career to have. So keep all the messages coming. I really do enjoy it. Nobody is ever a hindrance to me. So I will always answer to the best I can, and I'll always have a conversation with you. It's just who I am. I really enjoy it. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, go to Instagram at EMT_life_podcast. Like I said, I enjoy it and I'll always answer. But that's all I got for you guys this time. I wish everyone has a safe and fun-filled weekend, and God bless.
Engine 2, Medic 1, respond, vehicle accident, with injuries. Main Street and 45th. Main Street and 45th, timeout 1328.